we're so tied to earth now, right?
Exactly. And that's why Colossians 3 says we're to set our hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set our hearts in heaven, set our minds on heaven. And here's the thing, that's the present heaven for now. But we are to set our minds and do exactly what 2 Peter 3 says again, look forward to the new heavens and the new earth, because that's the ultimate place. The present heaven, and I don't want to in any way demean it, but it's like the layover before we get to our final destination. Yeah. Now, it's an incredibly great layover. It's
the best lounge you've ever experienced.
It is
right?
Not O'Hare in Chicago. It's not the Dallas airport. It's not, you know, but it is a wonderful place. But Spurgeon preached a sermon on this about how the saints in heaven now anticipate the resurrection and look forward to it. And we should, in 1 Corinthians 15 and other passages, make that emphatically clear. But I think if our eyes are on this present earth, our eyes are on what's under the curse. I don't want to hang on to this life. What I want is the life to come on a new earth with a new body, unstained, a world unstained by sin, people unstained by sin, no more suffering, no more pain. That those are the blood-bought promises of Jesus, Revelation 21:4. And by the way, that promise doesn't come until the new earth. That isn't true in this life.